What's up, everybody, and welcome to the latest Athlete Spotlight here on All Sports Best. I'm Trey Gonzalez here with Alex Magoo. He is the former quarterback for Florida International University. That's out of Miami, Florida, and he's currently training in Tampa for ASPI. How are you doing today, Alex?
I'm doing excellent. How are you doing, Trey?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. I got a ton of questions for you today. You obviously had a great college career, and a lot of decisions went into your college career coming out of high school, and then also your decision to pursue the NFL and everything that went into that. So I'm really excited about this interview. First off, are you a Tampa Bay Bucs fan?
Yes, I am. I grew up in the area, in the Tampa area, so, you know, the Bucs were, you know, my hometown team, and I was a huge fan when they won the Super Bowl. I got, like, all the Super Bowl, you know, memorabilia. I had the DVD, had the football, had the hat, had the shirt, and, I just kind of kept that going, really up till now.
Right. That's awesome. Do you have any signatures, any autographs, or even just favorite players that you were able to watch?
I used to have a John Lynch signature. I went to a training camp, and they signed my hat. So that was pretty cool.
That is awesome. So I'm going to start off from just kind of the beginning. I mean, how was your experience in Tampa growing up, just kind of, you know, becoming the athlete that you are today?
It was great. You know, I played three sports. I played football, baseball, and soccer growing up. You know, my childhood was filled with sports and school. That's really all I remember from it, and it's still that like that to this day. I loved growing up in Tampa. It was great weather. You know, it was hot. You know, it got cold, but it never got too cold.
Right.
The community was great, very supportive, and even in high school they were supportive of my high school. There really wasn't too many those haters that just come around and like to talk bad about your team. And that says a lot about, the area of Tampa.
Yeah, absolutely. So did you continue in high school to play three sports?
My freshman year, I did. I played football, baseball, and soccer my freshman year of high school. And then I transferred schools to Gaither in Tampa. And I just stuck to football because I wanted to focus, all my attention on the sport that I love the most.
So when you first started, and it might be different where you are than where I am, but football and soccer is during the same season. Was that the case there as well?
Yeah, it overlapped. My freshman year, I missed, I think 10 games, I'd say. And, I switched schools to Gaither. I actually had a concussion my end of the sophomore year in the third round of the playoffs. So I was going to miss so much of that year in soccer. That was the one of the real reasons why I just said, let me just focus on football, because I feel like this sport can take me places, and so far it has.
Yeah, absolutely. So before we move on to all of the questions I have for you in football, how would you say that playing the other sports growing up helped you to develop all the skills that you have today?
I really think it helped it in so many areas, especially, athleticism, the balance, knowledge of sports and, how to take care of your body, things like that. Playing multiple sports and having, activities to do every day really helps you gain experience and conditioning and work ethic. And there's so many things that playing sports helped me and has helped so many people just in areas of, what I just brought up.
For sure. So I'm going to move straight into football. Who got you started, and what in particular got you started in football?
Well, my family's a huge sports family. My uncle actually played in the NFL. He won the Super Bowl with the Redskins.
That's awesome.
I can't remember what year it was, but I know it was in Minnesota, the last time I played in Minnesota.
Wow. So that was kind of like a big part of your, your family loving it so much, or,
yeah,
did
it was
your
a big
dad
family,
play?
It was a family history. My dad played offensive line at an NAI school, I believe. And my mom was like a four-sport athlete, or something like that. She's the better athlete out of the two. So I'll just throw that out there.
Yeah, but just let her know.
It was just a great sport family, and you know, they just really just told me to do what I loved, and you know, I love sports, and so they pushed me in all the sports I wanted to play, and I just ended up, you know, loving football more than I loved, you know, baseball, basketball, soccer. So I just stuck with it, and look where it got me.
Absolutely. Walk me through your decision to sign for Florida International.
That was one of the toughest decisions, you know, for me, just because, not because I had so many options, just because, you know, you leave home, you leave, you know, the security of your parents, and you know, a lot of people are faced with, you know, tough decisions like that, you know, if they want to go, you know, 4 hours away or 30 minutes away, you know, at USF, for example, in my case. But, you know, I had two offers coming out of high school. I had Colgate, which is in upstate New York, and then I have FIU, which is 4 hours away from home. So, you know, I chose, you know, the closer one, and I also chose it because of, you know, the coaches at the time was Ron Turner, and Cam Turner's son was the quarterback coach, and, you know, they had a lot of NFL ties and, you know, a lot of NFL strings, you know, with Norv Turner being a head coach, I believe, at San Diego at the time.
Right.
So, you know, I thought that was the best fit for me and my future.
What was the lifestyle difference from Tampa to Miami? Obviously, you know, Miami's well known for, you know, parties and, you know, the nightlife of it all. What was the difference in lifestyle change?
You know, you're on your own. You know, so you have to make decisions for yourself, like when to eat, you know, what to eat. You have to do your lawn, you know, all those things that, you know, you have to do, you know, by yourself, you know, without the guidance of your parents. You know, you don't have your parents there to make sure you're getting everything done that you need to get done. So I think that was the biggest thing that I had to really focus on and to improve at, was, you know, that I am on my own and I need to handle what I need to handle before I get into that nightlife or the video games or anything like that.
Right. And which, you know, showing responsibility like that's great for scouts. Obviously, we've seen our fair share of people that couldn't handle it when they were off on their own and stuff like that. So that works out definitely great in your favor. What was it like to play with your brother, you know, he was a form of in-game protection for you on the offensive line, correct?
Yes. So he ended up coming in and playing. He started the last two games of the year. He played in three, or he played in a lot more, but he started, you know, on the starting offensive line for three because our starting center, you know, hurt his knee. But, you know, I played with my brother since we were, you know, very little, and he actually started as a tight end and just kind of worked his way down the line right to over the ball.
Right.
So, and there's a pretty long story about how I overthrew him in the end zone. Then he could have caught a touchdown when he played tight end, and he'll never ever let me live that down. So,
of course,
I say that's why he moved to offensive line, because he was never going to catch the ball.
Wow. But okay.
He ended up just moving to tackle and just being really, really good at blocking. And, you know, he's a strong physical, you know, a mean guy, you know, that doesn't mind, you know, hitting anybody or, you know, getting physical, you know, in the trenches. So I think center just fits him perfectly because he's a smart kid and he knows what he's doing, you know, out there, and he can lead, you know, those five guys up there. And, you know, I think it fits him perfect.
What was your mindset going into your freshman year of college, trying to grab a starting role?
Well, my mindset was, you know, just put your head down and just go attack, you know, every rep and just work your hardest so that if you didn't achieve your goal, you have no regrets. You can't say, well, I could have done this, I could have done that. I didn't want to, you know, have that in the back of my head. So I really just worked, you know, my hardest and I gave it everything I had, and I ended up, you know, winning the job. So, you know, I was pretty happy with myself, you know, in that regard.
When you were coming into your freshman year, would you maybe think that you were preferred as the starter coming in, or was it kind of an even playing field? It was just a grind.
Well, when I came in, there was a quarterback that transferred out. The starter transferred out. And so then it was, you know, that year's backup, me and then another freshman. So I believe it was, you know, an even playing field. He, you know, he could have had that, you could say, a head start because he knew the playbook for 1 year. But, you know, I think that, you know, if you dedicate yourself, you know, to that playbook and to really learning, you know, the plays, I think that you don't, that 1 year head start wasn't really a big advantage because, you know, I really just got in my book and, you know, hit the ground running as far as that goes.
I'm going to rattle off a couple of records that you were able to set or put up while you were at FIU, and that is number one in career passing touchdowns and also number one in passing attempts, number two in pass completions and passing yards, and number three in career yards per game and total offensive yards. What I'm hearing from these records that you were able to set is that you had the green light. So would you say you had maybe the biggest green light at FIU?
Well, let me first by saying, you know, I would have never been able to achieve, you know, any of those records without, you know, my teammates and my coaches. So, you know, my hat's off to them, you know, for making plays and calling plays, you know, to get me in the situation to make a play. And, you know, like you said about the green light, I just think, you know, the coach called a good, you know, a good play call, or, you know, even maybe, you know, a bad play call. But, you know, I think, you know, I have the natural ability to make plays, and, you know, we had the guys out there to make the plays. So I think, you know, it just comes from, you know, trusting each other and, you know, trusting yourself to go make plays and, you know, just going out there and playing.
What was the Panther chemistry like on field?
Can you repeat the question?
What was your on-field chemistry like with your teammates?
Yeah, it was great. You know, especially last year, you know, with Coach Davis, we really came together with Coach Davis. We bought into his system. We bought into, you know, his name and his personality. And I think we all really just bonded that offseason. And it showed on the field because you could see the trust, you know, when you look, when you make a mistake and you have 10 guys, you know, not even 10, the whole sideline, you know, picking you up and telling you not to worry about it. We believe in you. And I just think that really helps in so many ways that, you know, people might not even see, you know, off the field or watching it on TV, the chemistry that the team has to be able to pick up a person who just made a mistake and to watch them go make a play right after that and just completely forgetting about the mistake they made.
Yeah, and a lot of college teams, they are able to bond using different kind of methods, maybe going out to eat or, you know, going to the movies. What were some of the ways that you guys were able to kind of hang out either as a team or as a, you know, offensive group, or, you know, what were some of the ways you guys got together?
Well, we had a pool on campus, and that was like the big team gathering spot. You know, so on like Saturdays and Sundays, we would have a barbecue. We'd get some grills out there. And we'd cook up some, you know, hot dogs, hamburgers on the grill. And, you know, we just all relax at the pool. You know, there'd be like 80 of us out there at a time.
Wow.
And I think, yeah, that really, you know, brought us together. And it was a lot of fun, too, especially, you know, just being able to hang out with, you know, with your teammates and your brothers. And, you know, especially we were in Miami, so we would head down to South Beach and, you know, just, you know, hang out there, too.
How were you able to keep up the outstanding stats in your collegiate career?
Well, I mean, like I stated earlier, you know, the guys around me, you know, really just did a great job making plays for me. And, you know, you can't do it without a good running game. You know, you can't throw the ball without a good running game. So that's hats off to the O-line, you know, to the four-year starter and Alex Gardner, my running back. But, you know, I just think I just tried to play as smart as I could and, you know, don't always worry about going for the home run ball. You know, just get first downs and, you know, keep the chains moving and keep the offense on the field.
What was the training like to get ready for, you know, your college games per se, different from, you know, what you're doing now to train for, you know, the NFL?
would say training for, you know, the college game is more strength and try to get as strong as you can and try to get be in like the best conditioning, you know, game conditioned. But and now it's more of specific training as far as the 40, the L drill, the pro shuttle. And there's a lot more detail in the throwing and, you know, not exactly like a 12-yard curl or a, you know, an 18-yard comeback. It's, you know, get your elbow up a little bit or, you know, keep your fingers on top of the ball, you know, things of that nature, full extension. So I think that's where it differs, you know, in the training sense.
Okay. So it's a lot more mechanical than you'd say?
Yes.
Okay. So you had multiple awards, including an all freshman team for CUSA or Conference USA, setting obviously career records for FIU, setting single season records as well, and then being nationally ranked in multiple categories. Out of those awards, what would you say meant the most to you?
You know, there's actually one that, you know, you didn't say. I'm not trying to put you on the spot here.
Oh, no, you're good.
I go off of, you know, kind of off the book here. But, you know, all those awards that you mentioned are great, and I'm not trying to downplay them at all. But the biggest award, you know, that I would say we achieved as a team was making it to the bowl game my senior year. Winning those 8 games and, you know, such a feeling, you know, the school hasn't been to a bowl game since 2010. And the fact that, you know, that team and the group of seniors was able to lead the team to, you know, 8 wins that year and a trip to the Gasparilla Bowl in St. Pete and, you know, just the emotions, you know, of playing in the game. You know, I know it was very short-lived for me, but, you know, still the week, you know, going up to it, and it was such a great atmosphere, you know, with the team and with the community of FIU that, you know, it's a feeling and an experience I'll never forget.
What were some of the perks of going to the bowl game, you know, in terms of maybe gear that you received or even just, you know, the spotlight that was given to you by your college?
Yeah, it was the fans and the camaraderie it brought, you know, to the team. Just the experience that we all shared of, you know, doing the bowl activities, going to the beach, you know, helping feed America or feed Tampa, you know, helping the people who can't eat, you know, fill bags so to ship them off to the the community service teams that, you know, feed the people who can't, you know, feed themselves every night. But, you know, just things like that. It was a great time, and I just think that everyone, you know, grew as a person and as a football player during that time.
How would you describe your playing style, and not just in terms of, like, you know, you're a really good passer or anything like that, but more of like, would you consider yourself to be smooth, quick, tough, smart? How would you describe your playing style?
Well, I would say I'm a very tough competitor. That's what I would say. I compete, you know, till there's 0-0 on the clock. You'll never see me quit. You'll never see me get down either. I always stay or up. You'll always see me very cool and collected. You know, I think that you need that attribute as a quarterback to be able to weather any storm or to keep calm during any high. And I think that's a big part of me. And, you know, that's why I think I was successful at FIU.
Right. And with that, who would you compare yourself to that, you know, it might be well known in the NFL?
I would say most quarterbacks have, you know, that attribute in the NFL, you know, to stay calm and to stay collected. And I think the biggest one obviously would be Tom Brady. You know, for reference, you know, last year's Super Bowl down 24 points, you know, the third quarter.
Right.
To be able to come back and lead his team and stay calm and collected and to never flinch or never fold. That's who I model my game after and my role model.
What is your big vision for the next couple of years?
My big vision would be, you know, just to you know, have the opportunity to play in the NFL, to get a chance to play in the NFL, and to see where that would take me. And, you know, I know that, you know, if opportunity is given to me, I'm going to work, you know, as hard as I can to be successful on that team or whatever the case may be. You know, I just, so what I'm looking forward to is that opportunity to work hard and to gain a position on the team.
It's a great mindset. You heard this interview first on 12 Ounce Sports Radio. We're sponsored by Constructors Inc., Kaleidoscopes Ice Cream and More, Farm Bureau Insurance, and Albertsons Market. Alex, I've got a segment that I like to call Rapid Fire. I'm going to rattle off some questions for you, and just off the top of your head, just shoot them back at me. Sound good?
Got you. Yes, sir.
Okay, number one, fitted or snapback hats?
Snapback.
Necktie or bow tie?
Necktie.
Favorite holiday?
Christmas.
Favorite college food?
Chicken tenders with buffalo sauce and fries.
Awesome. Hype up song.
Hype up song. What if I don't listen to hype up songs?
Okay, favorite song right now.
All right. It'd have to be Indiana by Just Kidding.
Okay. iPhone or Android?
iPhone, all the way.
Preferred endorsement brand. So if you could get sponsored by any brand, who would it be?
I'm going to have to go with Nike.
Okay. Turf or natural grass?
Turf.
Favorite soft drink?
Sprite with mix of fruit punch.
Okay. Favorite childhood memory?
I would say overthrowing my brother in the end zone. And I know that sounds bad, but it's something I'll never forget.
Okay, that's awesome. Hidden talent?
Hidden talent. I can sing.
Okay, hey, there you go.
Not very good, but I can sing. All
right. favorite Netflix series?
Oh, that Prison Break, for sure.
Oh, nice. I'm right there with you. Superstition?
I've worn the same girdle all 4 years of college.
Wow, okay. Favorite class in college?
Drugs and crime.
And then lastly, your go-to favorite restaurant?
Beef O'Brady's, for sure.
100%. Okay. And I'm not from your area. Can you explain what that is?
It's just like a sports bar.
Oh, very
cool.
You know,
that wing, I get the wings every time.
Okay, so just, I want to broaden the spectrum on your goals. You know, what awards would you like to win? Or do you have your eyes set on in the NFL when you make it that far?
My goals in the NFL would just be to win, you know, as a team, you know, to whatever role I play on that team. You know, I just want to win, and, you know, I want to help that team succeed. So, you know, the ultimate goal is the Super Bowl. So that's, you know, that's the goal that I have.
Awesome. Okay, so this is a big part of the show that I like to ask for athletes anywhere, and that is, what advice would you have for any young athletes, maybe young quarterbacks, or really just anybody that's aspiring to be successful at the college level and hope to go pro in their sport?
My advice would just be, just don't worry about, you know, what everyone's saying about, you know, how you play. You know, just play your game and play it as hard as you can. And I think that if I knew that, you know, back when I was, you know, growing up, you know, I think that would have really helped me, because I always would worry about what people would say about me, and I would let that affect me. But, you know, now that I've learned that, you know, people have their opinions, but, you know, it doesn't mean anything when you know what you have and you know what you bring to the table. So I just think if I'm going to speak to, you know, a bunch of younger football players, you know, I would just say that, you know, to them, just make sure you work as hard as you can, and you you don't listen to the critique or the critiquers or the haters, or you just play your game and play it like you know how to.
That's awesome. Okay. Very good. Lastly, do you have any shout outs you'd like to give to friends or family or coaches?
Well, obviously shout out to my mom and dad. You know, they've supported me ever since I was a, you know, a little kid, and you know, whatever I did, whether that was school, football, sports, you know, it didn't matter. They supported me and they were 100% behind me. Also shout out to Butch Davis, the GOAT, but that's about it.
All right. Well, thanks, Alex. Guys, that was Alex Magoo from Florida International University looking to make an NFL camp very soon. We wish you the very best of luck, Alex, and have a great rest of your week.
Thank you, Trey. Thanks for having me.